T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had asked President Trump to postpone his State of the Union address until the government reopens.
Let's go to the news line now. CBS News correspondent Steve Dorsey in Washington. Steve, why does the speaker want to postpone the State of the Union?
Well, she says it's a burden to agencies like Secret Service and the Department of Homeland Security, who she says are hamstrung by furloughs because of this partial government shutdown.
The Department of Agriculture is reopening temporarily?
We understand that the Department of Agriculture is recalling some workers, like other agencies, including the IRS and the FAA, for essential jobs, including key food inspection duties. Many of those duties happen at ports of entry and at border crossings.
On another note, the Senate confirmation hearing for Attorney General nominee William Barr wrapped up today. This seemed pretty low-key, especially compared to the Kavanaugh hearing. Does it look like Barr will be confirmed?
Yeah, it looks like he is bound for confirmation, possibly as soon as next week with a vote in the Senate. He had all the right answers for Republicans and for most Democrats who were concerned about whether he would provide enough independence for the special counsel's Russia probe. He committed to that. He also committed to some transparency of the results of the investigation, but he stopped short in saying he would provide the full Mueller report in its entirety.
All right, Steve, thanks. CBS News correspondent Steve Dorsey in Washington.
By the way, we understand from White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy that President Trump has signed a bill that will provide back pay to federal workers after the shutdown ends.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.